Well, here we are with the first Sunday in the month, and you know what that means, a visit from Tennessee Bob on the Sunday Supplement. Bobby, welcome.
Howdy, Tim. Good to see you.
You too. And we've got a little extra.
Today is a special day, and especially for me, because, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But first of all, what's been going on back home?
Oh, we got a lot of good stuff. We'll start in central New Jersey. In fact, we'll start in New Jersey and end in New Jersey. But in central New Jersey, in Riverside Elementary School, science teacher Mark Eastburn was approached by one of his young students with a lizard the child had found in their salad. The reptile was cold and lifeless. It had been in the refrigerator, hiding under a leaf of a salad for several days. But after basking under a heat lamp, the lizard became active. It is now the science class's new little pet.
Oh, how lovely.
3-inch long little lizard from South America stowed all the way to New Jersey.
How about so, that? Well.
And now off to Pacific Grove, California, our dumb criminal of the month. A man with several accomplices approached 4 victims, robbed them at gunpoint of their belongings and the keys to their car. But before escaping, one of the assailants asked one of the female victims if they could exchange social media information and pose for a selfie together.
Oh, how wonderful.
Funny enough, police used this information and picture to promptly arrest the man, but the search continues for his partners in crime. So maybe just social media, you know.
Yeah.
But back to New Jersey, and this is in Bound Brook, New Jersey. Frank Ryan was cleaning out his attic and found a book about football, American football, that he had checked out of the local library and forgotten to return 72 years ago.
Good Lord.
Checked out in 1944, Football Through the Ages was a childhood favorite of Mr. Ryan. He returned it to the library and told they would waive the 2 cents per day fine, which would total over $500 today.
Good grief.
Nobody in the library was even alive, working there, was alive when he checked the book out.
Fantastic. So. very honest of him to take it back. Anyway, now normally we go then to the next State of the Union in alphabetical order, but we've got something extra for you because it is Super Bowl what today?
Super
what
Bowl
number?
50.
50? Oh,
it's the 50. It's the big one. Super Bowl 50 and my favorite player, I'm not really a big fan of any specific team, but I follow a player from the University of Tennessee, and he's the starting quarterback for one of the teams.
All right,
tonight.
So which two teams is it?
It's the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers.
Now, my daughter now lives in New York and has no interest whatsoever in American football, but she said, no, Dad, I've got to go. So she's going
huge.
To a bar to watch it.
Oh, it's massive. It's absolutely crazy all throughout. In fact, so big, 11 million slices of pizza are expected to be eaten across the country.
That doesn't seem a lot for a country of 150 million or 200.
When you tack in everything else, I think it's when you tack in 45 Olympic swimming pools filled with beer. Is the amount of beer going to be consumed tonight.
Oh, wow.
But my favorite stat is 1.3 billion chicken wings.
Good
now,
grief.
To give you an idea, if you stretch those end to end, they would go from here to Newcastle 135 times.
I've only been in Newcastle once. I don't plan to go 135 times, but I take your point. Okay, very good, Bobby. So which team are you supporting tonight?
I'm supporting the Denver Broncos. Okay. Go Peyton Manning. I believe this is probably his last game before he retires.
All right.
So go Peyton.
Yeah, now we've been working our way through the states, and we're up to the Dakotas.
We're in the North Dakota, and this is the last N state. So the last one that begins with N. We're on to O's next month. In North Dakota, it is illegal to lie down and fall asleep. Sleep with your shoes on.
That's my dad in trouble. Then I can tell you that.
I think that's a lot of old people in trouble. As a beer and pretzels cannot be served at the same time anywhere. Bar, restaurant, kiosk on the side of the road.
And do you think anybody actually observes that?
I would hope not, because beer and pretzels go good together.
Can't have one without the other, can you?
But my favorite, and these are always my favorite types of laws, it is still legal to shoot Native Americans as long as they are on horseback and you're in a covered wagon.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. I don't think that'd be very popular. Well, now, we always look for a suitable song to play at this juncture, and I'm not sure whether this is a first, but I've interviewed the person we're going to play
today.
That's
really cool, and I love this song as well, and it's quite difficult. There's not a lot of music coming out of North Dakota, but it just seems we found Bobby V.
Bobby V and Rubberball. Bobby, thank you so much. We'll
thank
see you,
you
next
Tim.
Month.
Good to see you.